we have to change it all. So, who is the guilty one today? No one. Peter.
The story of Ayaz and his having a chamber for his rustic tune and sheepskin jacket, and how his fellow servants thought he had a buried treasure in that room because the door was so strong and the lock so heavy. Impelled by sagacity, Ayaz hung up his sheepskin jacket and rustic shoe. Every day he would go into the private chamber. These are thy shoon. Do not regard thy eminence. They said to the king, he has a chamber, and in it there is gold and silver and a jar. He admits no one into it. He always keeps the door locked.
Okay. Who is not listening? You listen all? How did you start the story? No, without looking now. How did it start? He explains something. Let me talk about that Ayaz who is provoked with real cleverness, intelligence. Means I'm going to explain to you how should you act if you're intelligent. This Ayaz that I'm starting with his story, he is the intelligent fellow. Every single day he will go in that where empty place. Do you remember we talked about empty all of these nonsenses? Shut the brain, because the brain is the master of the animals. We are human beings. We stop the brain. Brain is secondary. Heart comes the first. If you have a heart, when you don't, you're just a brain. Here, every day he will go, and everybody thinks that, ha ha ha. So therefore, there should be gold over there and the silver. Yes?
The king said, oh, I wonder what in sooth that servant has that is hidden and concealed from me. Then he gave orders to a certain emir, saying, go at midnight and open and enter the room. Whatever you find is yours. Plunder him. Expose his secret to the courtiers. Notwithstanding such innumerable kindnesses and favors, does he meanly hide silver and gold? He professes loyalty and love and enthusiasm, and then he is one who shows wheat and sells barley. To anyone who finds life in love, aught but service would seem infidelity.
Translation, please. This single one says that anyone who finds life in love, anyone who is living with love, how is he? He should be the slave. It means what? Because there are only two positions here, right? The king and the slave. Which one do you want to be? Which one? Your animal wants to be the king. That's why you're wrong. You should understand you should be a slave. Let's go back. Book 2. Do you remember how he started this knowledge? He said, oh, let's go back book 1, second half. He said, the first thing you should do is to have a teacher. To understand that someone knows better than you. Because this brain is telling you that I know it all. This inflated ego is the problem. Here, the story runs like that. Okay, what happened? A very single verse. taken, and they reported that this guy is like this. They said, okay, good, you go and do whatever you like, because if he's like that, he's not worth it. Yes.
At midnight, the emir with 30 trusted set out to open his chamber, and all these valiant men carrying torches moved joyfully in that direction.
Okay, do you know why? Okay, midnight we understand, because middle of the night they go, it's dark and they want to do the secret stuff and blah blah blah, right? But why he went with 30 people? Why? Do you remember something about 30? Those 30 birds which are at the top of the mountain and will be 30 and 30. This is that 30 fellow. Yes.
All these valiant men carrying torches moved joyfully in that direction, saying, "'Tis the Sultan's command. Let us raid the room, and each of us pocket a purse of gold." "Hey," cried one of them, "why trouble about gold? Talk of cornelians and rubies and jewels. He is the most privileged of the Sultan's treasury. Nay, he is now, to the king, life itself. What worth would rubies and corundum and emeralds or cornelians possess in the eyes of this man, beloved?"
Okay, what's happening? You see that this group of people who are going there, they are greedy and they think about, what's in it for me? What will I have? Now see the difference, yes?
The king had no evil thoughts of him. He was making a mock by way of trial.
Ah, and you thought that the king believed them? No. But he's the king and should govern everything. And he knows that this is a very silly stuff they are talking about. So the king is practically testing them. Yes.
He knew him to be free from all deceitfulness and guile. Again his heart was shaken with misgiving, lest this might be, and he should be wounded. I do not wish that shame should come over him. He has not done this thing, and if he has, 'tis right. Let him do whatever he will. He is my beloved.
Did you get it? Aha! The king will send this fellow, then starts to think that maybe they are correct. So they will find something over there, they'll bring out, then he will be ashamed. I don't want him to be ashamed. Before the testing, he's not waiting for the test. He's worried about Ayaz. Why? This is what you don't get. That this is the king, that's the slave. But love doesn't understand all of this. He feels that, oh, maybe I did a mistake. So he starts to worry. Yes. This is why he starts to worry.
Whatever my beloved may do, 'tis I have done. I am he is I. What though I am in the veil?
Ah, who got it? Just one verse. That's simple. But look at it carefully. What my lover does, I did it. If you want to give credit, my beloved, if there is a problem, it's mine. This is something you don't get, because it's beyond the logic. Oh, you remember? For a long time we were talking about it. Yes, love is beyond the logic. It's not understandable. This is the feeling that should be in your heart somehow to someone. Start with someone, then you will understand that you could have it for everyone. Whatever my beloved deed, it's my deed. Yes.
Again, he would say, he is far removed from this disposition and qualities. Such wild accusations are drivel and fancy. This, from Ayaz, is absurd and incredible. For he is an ocean whereof none can see the bottom. The seven seas are a drop in it. The whole of existence is a driblet of its waves.
Are you listening? This is a king talking about he's a slave. But because they are in love, he sees him like this, that, yes, seven seas will be a droplet in him. That's what Ayaz is. Yes.
All purities are fetched from that ocean. Its drops, every one, are alchemists. He is the king of kings. Nay, he is the king maker, though on account of the evil eye, his name is Ayaz.
Yeah, this is it. In our story, we call him Ayaz. For your logic, we say it's an slave, but this is king of the king. No, this is the kingmaker. Because this is what kingship is all about. Yes?
Even the good eyes are evil to him in respect of jealousy, for his beauty is infinite.
No. Even the jealousy, because there is one word here, is gayrat. And gayrat is something that we heard about it before. He said gayrat is something which is different from everything, and that belongs to the Creator. Gayrat is there. Here, that Gayrat is in Ayaz. He, you know why he is this good and perfect? Because he is different from all others. That's difference counts. Yes?
I want a mouth as broad as heaven to describe the qualities of him who is envied by the angels. And if I should get a mouth like this, and 100 times as this, it would be too narrow for this longing's distressful cry. If I should not utter even this amount, O trusted, the phial, my heart, would burst from weakness.
Yeah, this is something that you don't yet read. He says, you know what? It's not explainable. Nobody could really explain what it is. But if I don't talk about it this little bit, my heart will break. So, do you remember the beginning of the book? He said, it's impossible, but we have to try. Here he will repeat it, that it's impossible to explain it to you, but I have to try, because my heart, yes.
Since I have seen my heart's phial fragile, I have rent many a mantle in order to allay. Beyond doubt, O worshipful one, I must become mad for 3 days at the beginning of every month. Hark, today is the first of the Triduum. This is a day of triumph, not the turquoise. Every heart that is in love with the king, for it is always the beginning of the month. Since I have become mad, the story of Mahmud and the description of Ayaz are now out of order.
Did you notice what happened? Okay. It's the first paragraph of this long story. It is started to say that Ayaz is the intelligent one, and they are the surrounding of the king, who are the jealous one, and the king said, okay, go and do whatever. And they were lucky and they were happy. They went to search everything. Meanwhile, the king. Forget about that search. We'll come back to that later. The king first thought, wait a minute. What about it if they are correct? So what? If he has stolen something, He asked for something.